Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
A hearing today will try to sort out some of the confusion over the safety of the water at the Jacob Riis houses. Our Roger Stern has more in this live report.
Larry, City Councilperson Gail Brewer chairs the Oversight and Investigations Committee, and she wants to know how NYCHA and a testing lab it hired mistakenly detected arsenic in the water.
Why in the world did NYCHA come up with a false positive? Why didn't NYCHA communicate at a much earlier date?
NYCHA waited a week before telling residents about the arsenic. An official says they wanted to confirm the results with a second test. People used bottled water for a week before getting the all clear from the city, and they are angry.
We are very concerned that the tenants get accurate information. They have been through really frightening experience.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
Legionnaire's disease is blamed for at least four deaths at the Amsterdam nursing home in Manhattan. And the State Department of Health confirms it. Eight cases of Legionnaires were found at the home. Another person has died, but the cause of death remains under investigation. Water restrictions have been imposed at the home, and the health department is providing support and guidance. A few months back, a Legionnaire's outbreak claimed two lives in the Bronx. Aaron Judge couldn't quite get it done last night, but he did give Yankee fans a thrill in his last at-bat.
Now, here's the 2-2 to Judge. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Hernandez back. He's on the track. Next to the wall, makes the catch. He made the catch right at the Monument Park wall. Oh, almost.
John Sterling with the call on our sister station, WFAN. So, Judge's home run total remains at 60, one shy of a record.
As the fans poured out of Yankee Stadium, they said it's really disappointing. He came so close, but still winning, they said, was the most important thing.
We're winning the World Series. This is our year. Let's go.
We're sad we didn't get the Judge homer, but, you know, it was a Yankees dub tonight. That's all that matters.
Everything.
And we'll get him next time.
Judge got up to bat several times and was either walked or struck out. He needs to hit home run number 61 to tie the record Roger Maris set back in 1961. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds outside Yankee Stadium.
You can hear every Aaron Judge at bat live right here on 1010 Winds. The United Airlines flight bound for Brazil had to return to Newark Airport on Wednesday night and make an emergency landing. And the reason why was evident. Sparks were seen coming from the bottom of the aircraft. Gate agent Murtala Mbake had just finished his shift, and he took video on his smartphone. He spoke with NBC4.
I was actually yelling because I was, like, excited and at the same time, like, shocked that is this really happening?
The plane landed without incident. Passengers were transferred to another flight. United says a mechanical issue, likely a hydraulic pump, caused the sparks. Police continue to investigate the broad daylight shooting yesterday at the Red Hook houses. 19 shots were fired around 11 a.m. Two men were hit. One is 52 years old. He was wounded in the chest and leg and is in critical condition. Police believe he was the intended target. The other victim is a 33-year-old NYCHA employee who was just starting his shift. He was hit in the leg. No arrests so far. The Linden High School football team is scheduled to play another game tonight after learning Wednesday that an injured teammate died. Xavier McLean was hospitalized after taking a hard hit in a game on September 9th. He was just a sophomore, and his father tells CBS2 his son loved sports.
He liked to play a lot of sports. He liked basketball. You know, he played baseball. He won two. He won two Little League championships. He was good. He was an athlete.
But his mom says football was number one for Xavier, and she's trying to figure out how this could have happened.
That's his passion. That was his passion. That was his passion. His passion. You couldn't deny him his passion, but they got to do better.
She says safety in the sport needs to be addressed. Mayor Derek Armstead, a friend of the family, agrees and says this tragic event will bring about debate. Maybe tonight. Aaron Judge couldn't rewrite the record book last night in a Yankee win, sending a drive to the wall in center in his final at-bat, but it was not far enough for home run number 61. With reaction now, here's our Mark Renee.
Yeah, Larry, 4 feet in the bottom of the ninth inning was all that separated Judge from Roger Maris. Starting pitcher Jameson Taillon saying number 99's at-bats have become must-watch for the whole team.
There's guys that are inside and stuff watching the game, and whenever he comes up, everyone runs outside to watch the at-bat because no one wants to miss it.
And after Josh Donaldson's RBI single in the bottom of the 10th gave the Yanks a 5-4 win over the Red Sox, Taillon and company were back in the MLB playoffs.
It's nice. I mean, it took us all the way down to game 162 last year. We were scoreboard watching on day 162, so just knowing that we're in the dance is nice. But obviously, we're hoping to clinch the division and do bigger things.
With their magic number in the American League East now down to 6. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.